one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
Hixonia, salaries.
Salaries.
They're confidential, especially internally.
Right.
Every year, everyone waits for the 4 to 6% increase in your salary, but still, it's your individual negotiation with your employer.
Right.
But if no one's talking to no one about salaries, how do I know that my salary, I'm getting paid what I'm worth?
Okay. For starters, I think in this age of the internet, I don't even think that question should arise, because at the click of a button, you can find out so much information about what your sector pays, what your role would paid in another. It'll always be a band. It won't be specific. This job pays 26,000 a month. It'll say this job pays 26 to 30, and then you can gauge whether you're in the upper quartile of the band or the lower quartile, and then take it from there. But there are so many sources these days, and not all of them are free. You might have to subscribe to a research survey that'll tell you where you sit every year. But for instance, there are organizations such as Career Junction, and there are also other service providers such as PayScale, My Wage, EdTalent. Others such as Glassdoor, in fact, go even further. They curate responses or information from employees of different companies anonymously. So people will rate their company. So you would even know what people that work for company X feel about working there. They love the environment, they love the culture, or they don't. If you just Google, you will find a whole lot of salaries in different areas. It's all there in the internet. But coming back to just knowing if your salary is market related, unfortunately, in South Africa, we haven't arrived at a point which countries such as the UK, for instance, and some European countries are at, where if you were applying for a new position, they're not allowed to ask you what you were earning in your previous job.
Because what that does... Yeah. Do we do that here?
No, no, we can do it there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we even ask for your payslip here.
Oh, my word. Okay.
So, you know, what are you getting? And we want the full thing so that we can make a proper offer. But other countries are moving away from it because it has the unintended consequence of keeping particularly certain groupings such as women and minorities at a lower level.
Oh, wow.
And if you're going to close that gap, the best thing is to pay the person what you believe they should be paid, not base it on what they were paid. Because if within your company, this position would have paid 26,000, but I come and I have been disadvantaged elsewhere and I was paid 16, you're going to offer me 19.
Exactly. And you think,
I'm thinking I've made a 3,000 gain.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to constantly look at all of the companies that do surveys in South Africa, because every year, every company, or certainly every big company, when they look at salary scales, they look at a peer group. And there's an obvious reason for that. You don't want your people poached. And if you're not paying them what the peer group is paying, that you're going to lose people.
Yeah.
So you will be the hunting ground, literally, for your competitors. So it's not in a company's interest to be too far below what its competitors are paying. I think what I'm saying is I'm giving you the comfort that it's a stupid company that allows itself to be in the lower quartile on any pay scale or sector, because then their people will be poached very easily by competitors. So most companies would say we're comfortable if we're sitting in the median, or if they really want to be competitive, want to be in the upper quartile, anyway, as close as possible to the end of the scale. But talk to your HR friends, because internally HR might not want to give you that, so go for a friend who's in HR in other companies. But you've got to remember that it all is not about, I can't walk into East Coast Radio and accept, even if I do your job exactly and expect that I will be paid like you, because you've got those years of experience. So I must be cognizant of the fact that I might only have 4 years experience, or I might have no experience at all.
Yeah.
We're doing exactly the same job, but you will be paid more because of your seniority and your experience. So you look at all of that information, but you temper it, if that's the right word, with your personal circumstances. But in terms of just being in the right pay scale, plenty of information available to
people. So do your research.
Do your research.
And know your value.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Good to know. Thank you, Hixonia.
There we go.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.